Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. With less than 8 hours before government funding runs out, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have an agreement on an alternate plan. That after the president-elect Trump called for Republicans to extend the debt ceiling limit. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill and says Johnson could separate the measures.
A combination plan. It involves an extension of government funding until March, that $100 billion or so dollars in disaster assistance, and direct aid for farmers in one plan that gets passed under what's called suspension, meaning it gets put on the House floor and it would need support of Democrats in order to pass. That's how Johnson tried to pass his plan B last night. That failed.
More than 3 million government workers would be impacted if a government shutdown occurs at midnight, including TSA and air traffic controllers who would be asked to work without pay until there is a fix. This is ABC News. There is a recall of nearly 609,000 child car seats. Nuna Baby Essentials says the harness adjuster may get loose and not keep children properly restrained. The company sending owners a fix-it kit. A woman deported to Mexico, her Texas family now fighting for her U.S. citizenship.
Christina Salazar says she's sad and desperate. The mother of four is married to a U.S. citizen but came to the U.S. undocumented. Salazar had given birth to twins in Houston earlier than expected. Later, her lawyer says, she tried to prove her case to immigration officials. They were immediately deported to a border town where she knew no one. Her lawyer saying Salazar had no clothes, no money. Salazar has since been reunited with her family in Mexico while her lawyer plans next steps.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The 2024-25 flu season is on. Federal health officials say, though, it's not too late to get vaccinated. At least 140 million doses distributed across the country, 148 million expected. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they're forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for cold conditions tonight with some clouds and a low of 4. Calm tomorrow with more clouds than sun and a high of 21. And becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 11. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 19 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, December 20th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The Madison, Wisconsin police chief has been named as the chief of police in Seattle. Friday's announcement comes 5 days after he was thrust into the national spotlight because of a school shooting in Madison that killed a teacher and student. Sean Barnes' departure comes as Madison police are still in the early days of their investigation into what motivated 15-year-old Natalie Samantha Rupnow to open fire at Abundant Life Christian School. Teacher Aaron West and 14-year-old freshman Ruby Patricia Vergara were killed. Authorities say Rupnow killed herself. Barnes was a known finalist for the Seattle job before the shootings. Following Monday's school shooting in Madison, there's a cloud of collective grief throughout Wisconsin, and there are people with their own struggles, missing a loved one, a broken relationship, or just being away from people they care about. Lisa Hale reports.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report that the holidays just make them feel worse. Psychiatrist Dr. Ibrahim Sablaban says that sadness is a universal human emotion and should be embraced.
The worst thing somebody can do is really try to suppress feeling human, really suppress feeling lonely, feeling sad, feeling a sense of loss. It's very easy to say, oh, I need to get my mind off of so-and-so who passed away, but that's not the healthy way forward.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7. Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, to connect with someone for free and confidential support.
There are talks at the top of State Democratic Party about how to stop a Trump plan. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Assembly Minority Leader and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer is in discussions with Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call. On WISN-12's Upfront program, Neubauer said they talked about strategies for preventing the mass deportations promised by President-elect Donald Trump. She says the conversation is, quote, nuanced, but wants to keep people in the community.
A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice continues to deny accusations of ethics violations. Mike Gibbelman says sanctions recommendations for the State Office of Lawyer regulations are unfounded and have no merit. OLR accuses Gibbelman of lying to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, disrupting court proceedings and violations of Wisconsin's open records law, while he led an unproductive investigation into the 2020 presidential election. Gibbelman is offering an affirmative defense, saying one or more of those claims does not actually violate the state's rule on professional conduct for lawyers. Prison time for a 12th drunk driving conviction. 59-year-old John Miner of Toma pleaded no contest to charges on Thursday and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Miner was pulled over for speeding in April of this year and admitted to Kakana police officer that he was drunk. He then took a swig of vodka from an open bottle before his arrest. Miner, whose drunk driving convictions date back to 1997, apologized in court and says he knows he can't beat his alcoholism on his own. The weather was a factor in a crash in the town of Kickapoo last night. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that at approximately 5:30, a single-vehicle crash occurred on Church Road near County Road U in rural Viola. A vehicle driven by Joseph E. Froder, 27, of Evanston, Illinois, was traveling northeast and went off the left side of the roadway in a curve to the right. The vehicle struck a guardrail, traveled down an embankment, overturned, and came to rest on its roof in a creek. Joseph and his passenger, Julie S. Froder, 62, also of Evanston, Illinois, was treated for minor injuries and declined transport. Assisting the sheriff's office were the Reedstown Fire Department, Reedstown Emergency Medical Service, and the Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad. All units were clear from the scene at approximately 8:30. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the end of another successful year for the Green Tier Legacy Communities Charter with three new members, one of which is the city of Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie helped the community reduce the amount of waste going to landfills by increasing the frequency of recycling pickup from biweekly to weekly. The city is promoting renewable energy by installing the first two municipally owned level 2 electric vehicle charging stations for both public and city fleet vehicles at its City Hall facility and installing the city's largest solar array on the wastewater treatment plant. Sun Prairie's sustainability goals include writing a full climate action plan, completing a greenhouse gas inventory, and electrifying 50% of its city's fleet vehicles by 2035. Green Tier Legacy Communities is a network that is committed to helping communities pursue actions that result in thriving communities with healthy environments, engaged residents, and strong economies. Memberships help participants access funding opportunities and technical assistance, track their progress over time through annual reporting, as well as learn from each other's experiences. 'Tis the season to hear the sounds of bells ringing outside of your favorite stores across the area. Brittany Merlot has more on ways you can help.
And 'tis the season to hear the sounds of bells ringing outside of your favorite stores across the area. From dropping cash into the bucket to app donations, every penny that goes into that kettle goes back to those in need. But the Salvation Army says that they need more people to volunteer to ring the bells this holiday season. From giving up just an hour or so of your time to ring the bell, or help with other things like serving lunch to shelter families, visit registertoring.com to sign up for a slot. They'll be out collecting donations until 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Growing Wisconsin magazine is now available. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski announced the 2024-25 edition of the magazine is now available to order. Growing Wisconsin includes stories about the educational institutions and organizations that are preparing the future agricultural workforce. Articles also recognize the diversity of Wisconsin's agricultural workforce on farms, in processing facilities, and at agribusinesses. This edition celebrates the Year of the Worker. Wisconsin agriculture has a $116.3 billion impact and is a significant employer in the state. A recent study shared that annually, Wisconsin agriculture provides 353,900 jobs, or 9.5% of the state's employment. The magazine is available online at wiagriculture.com, and printed copies can be requested. Wisconsin has lots of history to learn about. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kaska.
If you're looking for something unique to give, how about the history of Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie.
Maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. History buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state, in addition to other benefits. They provide an option on their website to directly gift.
You can also find the gift subscription option at wisconsinhistory.org. The Richland Center High School Band's Meet for the Beat raffle winners have been announced. This year's first prize winner of a quarter beef is Jill Wagner of La Crosse. The second prize winner of a whole hog and a stick of summer sausage is Tazara Menny of Lone Rock. And the third prize winner of 12 three-pound rump roasts, four packages of wieners, six packages of two chicken breasts, and one stick of summer sausage is Daryl Waldsmith of Richland Center. And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Butch Keller. WRCO News time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro, died Monday at Gunderson St. Joseph Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge Plain, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday, December 28th at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday, December 28th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died Sunday at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday, December 28th at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday, December 27th from 5 until 7, and again Saturday, December 28th from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 29th at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, December 29th from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69 of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69 of Richland Center.
Total Wine and More has your holiday gifts. Bourbon for Dad, Cabernet for your sis, champagne for a co-worker, the world's greatest wines. With free curbside pickup, save money and time. Winter liqueurs like peppermint cream turn a festive cocktail into a holiday dream. Now that's a low price you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
Curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After the sun shined through those clouds, sparkling on the fresh-lit snow, it looked quite pretty today, you can't deny it, even though it felt quite chilly. High temperatures were only in the upper 20s and winds were a bit breezy out of the northeast. They're calming down now and they'll ease even more overnight. Which, thank goodness, because temperatures are crashing cold. We are quickly slipping to lows in the single digits, and it looks like we're going to be bottoming out near 4 degrees. And with calm winds remaining tomorrow morning, too, we don't have to battle any wicked wind chills. In fact, it'll be a pleasant and calm day, with a few more clouds than sunshine, but there'll still be sunspots. With partly cloudy skies by night, temperatures slip to near 10 degrees, and then they start to soar. Sunday starts the warm-up. It'll be partly sunny and temperatures flirting with the freezing mark. However, we do have a small chance of light snow and mixed precipitation moving in late Sunday night. And this could lead to some spotty freezing drizzle or sleet early Monday morning. With some slick and slippery roads possible, I'd say Monday's not the best day to commute, especially for the holidays. While yes, high temperatures will reach the upper 30s, we do have a chance still for scattered snow in the afternoon. It'll be a messy day. Let's label it Messy Monday.
because by Tuesday, things calm down. In fact, it'll just be mostly cloudy and quite comfortable. Highs in the mid-30s. And Christmas morning looks good. Temperatures in the upper 20s, rising to near 40 by the afternoon. Then, as we start to slide to some evening overnight lows, a system starts to push in. And it looks like it wants to arrive as freezing rain, bringing warm temperatures, areas of fog, slick and slippery roads, patchy drizzle, and light rain throughout Thursday, as high temperatures tap the 40s. I don't know about you, but I'd rather see the snow and the colder temperatures than a messy, foggy, muddy mess. Either way, we have to go through it all. And in terms of the weather forecast, I'd say Monday is not a good day to drive, and Wednesday night is not the best either. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 18 degrees after a high of 31 today and a morning low of 20. Yesterday's high was 24 and we received 5.5 inches of snow. Record high set back in 1988 is 62 degrees with a record low of 21 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 43 with a low of 23. Sunset took place tonight at 4:28 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:31. Winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.31, and we have received a dusting of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 18 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area schedule of events.
Hillsboro plays at Bangor in boys basketball, Wisconsin Heights at River Valley, Schulzburg at Highland, Prairie du Chien at Luther, Wisconsin Dells at Mauston, Weston at North Crawford, and Boscobel at Southwestern among the area boys' games. That Wisconsin Heights River Valley game was postponed last night and will be played tonight. Girls basketball, Prairie du Chien at Westby, Hillsboro at Bangor, Royal at Nisida, New Lisbon at Wanewoc Center in the Scenic Bluffs. Waseca Steuben plays at Seneca and Kickapoo at Ithaca among the Ridge and Valley games. In the SWAL, Cuba City at Boscobel, Fenimore at Darlington, and Iowa Grant at Riverdale is coming up on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center tonight. I talked to Coach Larry Swigum, head coach of the Riverdale girls, about tonight's opponent.
I feel like our guards are going to be able to get north-south, get in the lane, and create some things for us. They have a really nice six-foot center, Adrian Biddick. She's scoring about 15 points a game, so she's going to be our focal point defensively, but I feel like we have a game plan in place where hopefully we can counteract her and knock down some shots and finish it off.
Pre-game time begins around 7 o'clock tonight, and it's Iowa Grant at Riverdale and area girls basketball. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The Bucks face a stiff test as they return to regular season games tonight without floor leader Damian Lillard. Three Milwaukee players are on the injury report leading up to the game at Cleveland against the Cavaliers. Lillard is out after aggravating a calf injury in the NBA cap title game. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton are also listed on the report, but both players are expected to be available. A win on Monday Night Football clinches a playoff spot for the Packers. The chances of that happening appear to be pretty good. Saints head coach Darren Rizzi has told reporters he will start third-string quarterback Spencer Rattler. Rattler has yet to win an NFL game as a starter and has never thrown for 250 yards in those five games. He ran the offense last week in a 20-19 loss to the Washington Commanders. Badgers volleyball standouts Sarah Franklin and Charlie Fearbringer are receiving postseason honors. The 6'4" outside hitter Franklin was named to the first team and is one of four finalists for the National Player of the Year. She's already been named Big Ten and ABCA North Region Player of the Year. Fearbringer was named to the third team. The 5'11" freshman has lived up to the hype with an excellent season that ended with her on the All-Big Ten second team and an unanimous choice for the Big Ten All-Freshman team. The Brewers are one of a few Major League Baseball teams who could trade their all-star closer and still be okay. They already have a proven replacement in place. Devin Williams missed a lot of time last season while he was on the injured list when he was replaced by Trevor McGill, who notched 21 saves in 48 appearances. Milwaukee has proven capable of compiling pieces into a solid bullpen year after year. And left-hander reliever Hobie Milner has agreed to a $2.5 million one-year contract with the Texas Rangers, joining the team he grew up watching in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and where he still lives. The sidearm throwing Milner, who turns 34 next month, can earn $500,000 in performance bonuses for innings, $100,000 each for 35 and 45, and $150,000 apiece for 55 and 65. Milner has appeared in 201 games the past three seasons for Milwaukee. The only lefty with more games in that span is Tanner Scott, with 213 for Miami and San Diego. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on fund and technical buying as they continued to move off the recent lows with some help from soybean meal on Friday. Near-term crop weather looks good in Brazil and slightly drier for parts of Argentina. January beans are up 11.5 at 974.5. March was 12.75 higher at 979.25. January bean meal is up $10.40 at $294.50. January soybean oil is down 53 points at $39.48. Corn was higher on fund and technical buying, watching development weather in South America, expecting big crops in 2025. Overall demand continues to be solid, with Colombia buying 150,000 tons of U.S. corn Friday morning. March was up 5.5 at 446.25, and May was 5.5 higher at 451.75. And wheat ended the session mixed, mostly modestly higher. Russia's government has lowered its export quota, which could open up some opportunities for U.S. wheat abroad. Still, that depends on the value of the dollar and how aggressively Argentina and Australia market their new crops. March Chicago held at 533. March Kansas City was up 1.5 at 544.75. March Minneapolis wheat on Friday was 3.5 higher at 590.25. Live and feeder cattle were higher, preparing for the USDA's cattle on feed report, which was out after the close. February live was $1.85 higher at $188.40, and April was up $1.52 at $190.12. January feeders were $1.12 higher at $255.60. March was up $1.25 at $255.82. And hogs were up on the higher midday pork and position squaring ahead of Monday's quarterly inventory numbers. February was $2.30 higher at $85.92, and April was up $1.90 at $90.52. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3UOAD brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
Red cash cattle trade ended the week quietly. Deals had a range of $303 to $308 dress, mostly $305, which is $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals were marked at $191, fully steady with the previous week's weighted average basis. Box beef closed mixed and was sharply lower and higher with light and moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 448 at 315.85. Select was $1.80 higher at 285.91. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a very small negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 250 with a weighted average of 76.95. Pork values closed higher, up $1.13 at 97.28. Bellies were more than $13 higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up about 5,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Tips Like Auction Realty. T-Bus sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The National Corn Growers Association says a dispute panel has ruled Mexico's 2023 ban of genetically modified corn imports violated its commitments under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr. said in a statement to Brownfield, the outcome is a direct result of the advocacy efforts of corn grower leaders from across the country. More news is next.
I think our industry has changed more in the last 5 years than it did in the first 25 years.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
The pie is twice as big as it was a decade ago. You know, we're talking about that 14 billion pound projection for soybean oil to biofuels. 10 years ago, it was 5.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
We crush more soybeans to make vegetable oil for clean fuels. We are also making that much more protein to be able to do that.
And the benefits keep growing.
Everybody has the right to breathe clean air, to drink healthy water, and to have a cool environment to live in. I think biofuels are part of the solution to make those things happen.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now.
Of Congress are unsure how the final hours of the lame duck session will play out. U.S. Representative Angie Craig tells Brownfield she's hopeful a continuing resolution that includes stopgap government funding, an extension of the current farm bill, and supplemental financial assistance for farmers can be agreed upon.
Communication between Speaker Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries has resumed, which is good.
The CEO of Growth Energy says clean fuel production tax credits have an uncertain future. Emily Score tells Brownfield President-elect Donald Trump has not been vocal about the 45Z tax credit.
We do know that Mr. Trump campaigned and won, and a lot of Republicans campaigned and won on maybe repealing or modifying the Inflation Reduction Act. These tax credits are part of the Inflation Reduction Act, so we know that was the campaign conversation.
Score says the 45Z credit is a three-year credit that's set to begin January 1st. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Understanding nitrogen loss and how to stop it. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services. Nitrogen is essential for plant growth, but it also has a propensity for loss after it's been applied. On this episode, an agronomy expert says there are three types of nitrogen loss that growers should be aware of. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient Pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. SuperU Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Koch is the Director of Agronomy for North America for Koch Agronomic Services. He says the three recognized types of nitrogen loss are volatilization, leaching, and denitrification.
First is volatilization, which is the loss of ammonia nitrogen to the atmosphere. And that's a risk when urea or UAN are applied to the soil surface or shallow incorporated. This is commonly referred to as above ground loss. Leaching is the second one. It occurs when nitrate moves downward with water through the soil profile. That negatively charged nitrate cannot adhere to the positively charged soil surfaces, allowing it to just leave with the flowing water. And this is often referred to as below ground loss and happens in coarsely textured soils that are well drained or in tile drain systems. The last form of loss that we worry about is denitrification, which is the other side of below ground loss, often occurring in finely textured, poorly drained soils. And these soils tend to stand waterlogged, depriving the soil bacteria of oxygen and forcing them to shift their metabolism to use nitrate to breathe. So they respire this nitrate as a gas, most commonly nitrous oxide, which is then lost to the atmosphere.
Loch discusses some of the best options for growers to help protect against these three types of nitrogen loss.
Koch offers a robust range of solutions designed to safeguard nitrogen applications against variable weather, timing, soil conditions, and really improve crop yield and nutrient uptake and efficiency. Anvil is a urease inhibitor that protects against volatilization loss with its patented Duramide technology, and is particularly effective with applications of urea and UAN that are applied to the surface of the soil. Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer provides reliable below-ground protection against leaching and denitrification with a non-corrosive formula that integrates easily into your operation for spring or fall anhydrous ammonia and also with UAN. And finally, SuperU Premium Fertilizer contains both urease and nitrification inhibitors to guard against all three main forms of nitrogen loss and delivering that comprehensive above and below ground protection.
Visit KochAgronomicServices.com to connect with your local Koch rep or retailer. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Happy holidays! It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we hope you're surrounded by the people you cherish most. May your Christmas be merry and your heart be light. Here's to a new year filled with hope, love, and endless possibilities. Wishing you a season as special as you are, from Right Way Plaza, Wacker Chiropractic, the Driftless Area, Capital Wealth, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Very special Christmas for me.
from me. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
That was Lady A with This Christmas on Country and Community, WRCO. Good evening, I'm Tim Thede, hoping you're having a great Friday night. Yes, the weekend is here once again, and hard to believe that we're 5 days away from Christmas. But I hope everybody's having a great day. And right now, our time is 5:46. Temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 18 degrees, and the winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 15, but it feels like it's 12 degrees outside, Bo. So be sure to bundle up extra if you step out, because it is going to be a cool one tonight. Brittany Merlot says it's supposed to get down to 4 degrees for a low. So it is going to be a cold one, and tomorrow's only supposed to get up to 21. Then we'll see the biggest warm-up on Sunday with a high of 33 on that day. So kind of a little roller coaster ride in the weather temperature department. And I just wanted to pass this along from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Found a female tan dog with no collar. The dog was found near the Casanova area. If this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-647-8944. And going on tonight, this was actually postponed from last night. The joint Christmas party for the Post 13 American Legion and Auxiliary is being held. Cocktails are currently underway, and then dinner will be at 6:30. And then Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park, that was also canceled. They will be held through New Year's Eve, and they are be going on tonight after being canceled last night. The exhibit will be open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-through from 7 to 9. And tonight's a good night to get down there. That's because Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday.
Meyer Oil and LP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring 2 shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th. 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Mama put a little whiskey in my bottle. Daddy put a little work hard in my boots. No matter how hard I hit the throttle, I'm still tangled up in these roots. I'm talking Alabama with a red bandana. Coastline to coastline, no matter which way the crow flies, I got.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
It's not just the glow of the lights on the tree, it's the glow of love in your home. This Christmas, let the season light up your heart. Treasure the hugs, the laughter, and the quiet moments together, because it's not just a holiday, it's a feeling.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
For those coming home for Christmas, welcome back. For those who can't, we are thinking of you. Togetherness is the greatest gift of all. Let's make this holiday one to remember together.
Merry
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
Storm.
But if you really
Willie, hold me tight. All the way home I'll be warm.
That fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying.
But as long as you love me so,
let it snow, let it snow. Let the north winds bluster and blow. Just as long as we're alone here together like so. Let it snow.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Homesteader's Store and Whitaker's Market.
WRCO!